Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're going to check in with our Redskins beat reporter back from New Orleans, Craig Hoffman, who was at the game yesterday when he joins us on Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The only good news we can pass along, and it's only good news if the Redskins take advantage of a break, is that the schedule now finally, for the first time, gets a lot easier. That may mean nothing because they've played down to the level of their opponents this season.
Sure.
Just like they've played up to the level of their opponents. The last time and the only time really all year long they played a bad team was the 49ers. And they only won by 2 points.
And they had a chance to lose it. It's a pass interference call on Pierre Garçon that sealed the deal.
Yeah, that was the one game this year where they actually benefited from a controversial call at the end of the game. So maybe you flip this one and that one, and it's the same record as you should have had. But the Giants, Thursday night, Thanksgiving football at home. New York did beat Kansas City somehow.
Yep.
That's a professional NFL outfit, and they are not as bad as their record, obviously.
Dead cat bouncer a little bit, but still. I mean, they fought. I mean, they played great defense against a Kansas City team that, as we saw them firsthand, pretty good on offense.
You've got to beat them. That's all I can say about it.
Right.
I mean, look.
If you don't, what are we talking about?
Yes, then we're not talking about anything, to be honest with you. But they are not as bad as their record. I read a feature on Ben McAdoo this weekend. I was sitting at a sports bar after doing a Sunday morning pregame over at Fox, getting ready for the game to start, and I'm eating breakfast, and I'm seeing this story. I said, I'll read this. It was really well done. It was the SI MMQB guys, and it was about him rising to stardom as a coach in Green Bay as an assistant under Mike McCarthy. And basically, he was boys with Aaron Rodgers, and he would bring in donuts for all the quarterbacks. And Jeremichael Finley was talking about what a great offensive coordinator he was. But he's just not a big personality at all.
Yeah.
To the point where this piece, and I don't know if it was meant to read this way or not, essentially said, this guy cannot be an NFL head coach. But there was a scene they describe, an anecdote in this story, where he walks up to like this tape where he's supposed to stand in front of all these cameras this past week at practice. And he walks up to the tape, and one of the camera guys like shouts out, hey, Ben, just stand right at that tape. You're walking up to the mark like you're Jay Leno. And like he just under his breath goes, yeah, but without the personality. And like looks off in the distance. And it was like this really weird, like.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah, that's just.
That's so weird.
Like with his weird slick back hair. And I'm like, that's so strange. But there were a couple stories like that with Ben McAdoo where I'm thinking, this ain't working. He also, by the way, doesn't
weird.
Do press conferences anymore on Thursdays. You know, every day, every coach in the league talks to the media. Because he has to answer their questions or else he'd be in trouble, he has the media, which is working in the same building as him on Thursdays, submit their inquiries to him via email. And then he, through PR staff, answers their questions about the team in a like PR staff sent email afterwards. Rather than just meeting with the media because he's uncomfortable with the process, I guess.
Good heavens. There's a leader of men for you. There's a guy that was born to do it.
I'm sure he'll have a job at the end of the year. The Cowboys without Elliott, they have averaged 8 points the last two games. Again, and you've picked a couple times the Cowboys to win that game, and I understand why you're doing it. It's a Thursday night, nationally televised game. Dallas has beaten the Redskins handily the last few times they've played. The only thing I would offer is this is such a different team without Elliott. And this week, they play the Chargers, by the way. Maybe they'll get Tyron Smith back at left tackle, and that'll cure a lot of their evils.
It doesn't hurt them. It'll help.
It'll help
much,
a lot.
We'll see, yeah.
But Dak Prescott has 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Life without Elliott is not all it's cracked up to be. Then you got the Chargers who are playing a lot better. I definitely think that's a losable game.
Chargers are not bad.
No.
I know it's funny to make fun of them, but that's a group that cost themselves early with a couple Charger-esque moments, a missed field goal, a botched operation. They are competitive. That defense is fine, and Phil Rivers can make some plays.
That's the toughest game remaining on the schedule. Then you've got the Cardinals at home. You just have to win without Carson Palmer. I'm sorry, but you do. There's no other way around it. You got the Broncos at home, again, with their quarterback situation. You have to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Giants again. And we're not talking about from a playoff perspective. We're not using that word for a few weeks, at least, on the show. I just mean to get to where you want to be, which is about 8-8, 9-7. To be able to say, hey, things are going in the right direction.
Just stay relevant for long enough. Yeah.
Absolutely. Craig Hoffman's back from New Orleans. He will join us next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.